Today we're going to talk about Pas HaBavi Kisnin. I say this with all of them, but it's really important with this one. It is a much, much, much bigger topic than will ever be discussed in 10, 12, 14, or 15 minutes. It's something that's needs hours and serious sugyas. Just to try to give you a big, basic overview. By way of introduction, if you eat bread, real bread, even less than a Kedei Sviya, you make Hamotzi on bread. It has nothing to do with Kedei Sviya. Bread, you make Hamotzi. You size bread, you're going to make Hamotzi. Number two, because you make Habirchas Hamazon, because even less than that, you make Hamotzi. Number two, if it's the type of bread that's abnormal to be Koveya Suda on, which we're going to call Pas HaBavi Kisnin, not something that you would normally be Koveya Suda on, then you would make a Mizonos, unless, two exceptions, you're being Koveya Suda on it. Right, if you take Pas HaBavi Kisnin, you decide to be Koveya Suda on the Pas HaBavi Kisnin, it will become Hamotzi. Or, according to Ashkenazim, if you eat enough other food with it, that together with that Pas HaBavi Kisnin, you now have enough that's Kedei Sviya, that constitutes an entire Suda, so that also the Pas HaBavi Kisnin would then get Hamotzi as well, at least according to Ashkenazim. Right, so if your challahs are really Pas HaBavi Kisnin for whatever reason, and you're having them in the context of your su'udah, of your whole Shabbos meal, you would still make a hamotzi on those challahs. What is Pas HaBavi Kisnin? Three basic definitions in the Rishonim, and we'll see what Shulchan Aruch says in a second. Definition number one, anything that's kneaded with fruit juices is Pas HaBavi Kisnin. We'll discuss how much in a moment. Possibility number two, any dough that has a sweet filling inside the dough. It has like a pocket of something sweet inside the dough, like a hamantash or something, has a pocket of something sweet, of assuming you have a sweet jelly or something, that would be Pas HaBavi Kisnin. Or three, any dough that's baked so much that it becomes flaky or crumbly rather than soft like bread, like it becomes like a cracker, that would also be Pas HaBavi Kisnin. La halacha Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Samaches. See, if Zion says any of those three qualifies Pas HaBavi Kisnin, if the type of food you're discussing has any of those three qualities, it is Pas HaBavi Kisnin. So let's go take a look at each of those three categories more carefully. Kneaded with fruit juice. How much fruit juice does that have to be kneaded with for it to make it a mizonos? So Sfardim hold that as long as you can taste it, that it's sweet. As long as you can taste the sweetness of it, that's enough fruit juice to be considered a mizonos. Lav dafka fruit juice, just non-water ingredients. Enough non-water ingredients that you taste the sweetness of it. That's why Sfardim use water challahs. Sfardim don't have egg challahs. Our challahs for them are mizonos. It's Pas HaBavi Kisnin. Now Ashkenazim hold that it has to be majority fruit juice. That only when it's a majority fruit juice, in comparison to the water, that's when it's going to be Pas HaBavi Kisnin. And that means, let's say you pour regular apple juice into the flour. The regular apple juice is from concentrate, has a lot of water. So that's not majority fruit juice, that's majority water. Right? It would have to be a majority of pure fruit juice in order for it to be Pas HaBavi Kisnin. Chaznish, which is quoted in Orchas Rabbeinu, page Nun Tes, says that it means that it should taste like a dessert food. Meaning majority fruit juice means it should be super sweet. Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Shia Hema Iker Vitami Isa Tafel, to the point that the sweetness is the Iker and everything else is secondary. For example, now giving examples of where this plays a role. Egg challah, like we said, we make hamotzi on egg challah because there's more water than there is eggs and sugar. But Sfardim make mizonos on egg challah. Number two, mizonos rolls. The assumption is that it's assuming that the mizonos rolls were made under a legitimate hashkacha that verified that it's actually a rov mei peros. So now let's take a look what the rules are going to be. So if it actually is made in a way where it's Pas HaBavi Kisnin, so what are the rules for Pas HaBavi Kisnin? So if you eat enough of the mizonos roll to be koveya suda on the mizonos roll itself, then it's hamotzi. If you eat enough other food with it to be koveya suda with it, you have the airplane meal and you eat the chicken and whatever else together with the roll, and you shmir the margarine or whatever else, you have the whole everything together with it, and you have all suda together with the mizonos roll. Ashkenazim would have to make hamotzi on it also, because you're koveya suda on it, if the same for a piece of any other type of Pas HaBavi Kisnin. If you eat less than a shir koveya suda, let's say you look at the airplane food, take one look at it, and it's like there's not a chance in the world that you're going to touch that stuff. But the mizonos roll doesn't look so bad, and it says on the package with the batatz hashkacha or whatever, the OU hashkacha berchasel mizonos, right? So you see that it's a mizonos roll. So if Shlomo Zalman held that in that case it's a mezonos, because it's a mezonos rule. It's pasa babekisnin. If it's under a good hashkacha that it's rov may peros, it taka is pasa babekisnin, and as long as you're not having a kedei sviya, you actually should make a mezonos on it. Rav Eliyashiv is quoted as saying not so though. Rav Eliyashiv held that it's hamotzi no matter what, because it's meant to function as bread. Since it's meant to be used as bread, you can't call it pasa babekisnin. The whole yisod of rov may peros is that since it's rov may peros, it's so sweet, it's like a dessert. But if it's meant to taste like bread, it's meant to function like bread, and somehow they got it to taste that way, even though it's rov mei peros, it's still going to be bread. The whole vart is not in the details, it's in what kind of food is it really. And there's a major chakira in halacha. Are these definitions, these three definitions of pasa babekisnin, are they a simen or a siba? Right? Are they the definition of pasa babekisnin, or is pasa babekisnin a dessert-like food? And these are examples of what a dessert-like food might be. But the definition of pasa babekisnin is a dessert-like food. So Rav Eliyashiv would say that by definition, this is not a dessert-like food. I don't care that it fits one of those three categories. Where Shlomo Zalman will say, look, if it fits one of those three categories, then that's the definition of pasa babekisnin. And we have a lot of nafkaminas to that chakir we'll see in a moment. Second, example of pasa babekisnin, if it's filled with some type of sweetener. So the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Samaches Lamed Gimel says that it has to be a significant amount of filling that's actually baked together with the dough. If you take a piece of bread and you smear jelly or chocolate on it, in Israel they have chocolate spread, right? They smear on top of the dough, on top of the challah afterwards, that does not turn it into pasa babekisnin. But if you take a dough and you wrap it around chocolate and you have, what are they called? Margaliot? What, I don't know what they argaliot? I don't know. They have some sort of Israeli cookie that has chocolate on the inside, right? So that's pasa babekisnin, because it was baked together with it. Adding it later doesn't count. The Magen Avraham Sivkat and Tezayin and the Shulchan Aruch Harav Kuf Samaches Os Yud says that if the filling doesn't make it sweeter, but the filling makes it more like a meal, then it does not become pasa babekisnin. So for example, if you have a filling of potatoes or of meat, a bereka, something like that, the filling won't make a pasa babekisnin. Now, bereka might be pasa babekisnin anyway because of the third reason, that the dough is crumbly, right? But for the klape, the second reason, that it would not make a pasa babekisnin. Where's this very nogea? Pizza, right? Pizza, it's baked with a lot of stuff on it, and l'chora on it should be no different than in it, but the type of stuff that's on it is sauce and cheese, which are meal-like foods. That's not dessert-like foods. And therefore, that should not turn it into pasa babekisnin, l'chora. It should not make it pasa babekisnin. Crumbly dough. What about the third definition? So Mishnah Berurah says if the dough gets baked to the point that it crumbles, for example, crackers or breadsticks, something like that, l'chora should be pasa babekisnin if it cracks and crumbles and it's not soft like a dough. If you take bread, though, something that was once made as bread, and then you rebake it to the point that it becomes a cracker, it's not going to lose its status of hamotzi. And that's true of any bread that you had as bread once, and then you try to just rebake it to turn it into pasa babekisnin, that's not going to help. So Ashkenazim make hamotzi on matzah. Matzah is a crumbly, it's a cracker. We make hamotzi on it, since we're koveya su'uda on it. It otherwise theoretically should be pasa babekisnin, but since it's something that we use as a kaviyah suda, we make hamotzi on matzah. It's one of the big kashas in pasa babekisnin. Why, if you're only eating matzah as a snack, we still make hamotzi on it? It's a big kasha. But we do. Ashkenazim make hamotzi on matzah. Sfardim don't. Sfardim, when they eat our kind of matzah, the kind that cracks, they would say mezonos on it year round. On Pesach, they would make hamotzi on it because they say with their kaviyah suda on it on Pesach. So let's give some basic examples over here. So based on everything we know now, hot pretzels. What do you make on hot pretzels? Do you make a mezonos? Do you make hamotzi on hot pretzels? So hot pretzels, do they fit any of the categories? It's soft dough. It's not sweet. It's not filled with any sweetener, right? And it's what was the other one? And it's not made with rov mei peros. It's made with rov water. So if you're dealing with hot pretzels, l'chora, it shouldn't be pasa babekisnin at all. But this is going to go back to the chakira we said before. What's the definition? Do you look at it as a snack-like food? And snack-like foods are pasa babekisnin. And these are just definitions to help us along, help us be magdir. But the ikar is that it's a snack-like food? Or is it, no, these definitions are definitional. They actually are. These qualifications are the definition of pasa babekisnin, in which case you should have to wash on a hot pretzel. So it's going to be machlok. Saposkin, what about pizza? So pizza is very tricky, because pizza dough might be made in different ways in different places. someplace pizza dough may be made more with meperos and eggs and whatever and other ingredients than water. Other places, I'm told in Israel that's how it's made. In other places like in America, the pizza dough is made mostly with water. In Italy, I think for sure it's made mostly with water, right? Real pizza, I think usually is made, the dough itself is made mostly with water. The topping of it, the cheese and the sauce, should not take away its hamotzi status. So if it's made mostly with water, l'chora, it should be hamotzi. It should have to, even if you're eating a little bit, if you eat real bread, even a little bit of it, l'chora, it should be hamotzi. The question, though, is it a snack-like food? Right? If it's a snack-like food, and like a hot pretzel, and you hold that these qualifications are not definitional, then maybe pizza should only be a mezonos. Right? If it's pizza that's made with rov meperos, so then it's going to be totally on whether you're kovea suda on it or not. If you're not kovea suda on it, like Rav Moshe says, one slice, which no one would call a suuda, so then it would be a mezonos. But if you're kovea suda on it, two slices in Rav Moshe's definition, then it would be a hamotzi. But again, if you're assuming that it's made mostly with non-meperos, l'chora, it should be hamotzi anyway. No matter how little of it you eat, it should be hamotzi. And again, I'm assuming you eat it usually not as a snack-like food, usually as a meal-like food. So then, l'chora, everyone should say that you should make hamotzi. So pizza is a little bit tricky in that way. French toast also, when it comes to French toast, we assume that even though that when you redo it and you rebake it and you make it with all, you refry it with all these sweeteners and everything else, it doesn't take away its status as bread, and you still make hamotzi. There are those that are machmir and eat French toast though to make hamotzi on a piece of bread beforehand, just in case the resweetening and changing the whole tzura of it, not like when you make a challah kugel, for instance, and you can't even see that it's challah and it's so sweetened and soaked, and so then most would hold that that a typical challah kugel would no longer be amotzi. So the time is French toast might be bordering on that line, so that's why some are machmir to make a hamotzi on a piece of bread before they have French toast. But Pashto's French toast would still be hamotzi anyway. So that's the 11-minute version, but obviously there's a lot more to do in Pasuk Bikis.